Hello and welcome. It's good to have you with us today, and I hope that you're having a great day, that you're in fellowship with the Lord, that you've already heard from Him, that you're growing in His grace. God's given us a wonderful day. It's possibly going to rain. It's a lot warmer, so that's always enjoyable. But it's good to have this time to be together. I want to thank Jonathan for all that he does and the editing and posting of this so that we can all enjoy it and watch it. I want to thank Nikki for all that she does. And again, just want to thank more than anyone else our Lord for the relationship that He's brought us to and for giving us this time to be together and this means to be together. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You for the day that You have given to us. Oh Lord, all that You have already brought us through, Your faithfulness and Your goodness. And Father, thank You for these moments, Lord, just to stop, to slow down, to look at Your Word, to hear from You. And Father, I pray that You'll open our minds and our hearts, that You'll enable us to hear from You in this time. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I hope that you're having a great day. And I hope that you are able to give thanks for all that the Lord has done. You know, we have so much to be thankful for, even in these days. And yes, these are very troubling days for us as a nation, very pivotal time for our nation. And we need to be very much in prayer for our country. But even in times such as this, in days like these, we have so much to give thanks for, so many reasons to thank the Lord. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 75. We give thanks to You, O God, we give thanks, for Your name is near. Men declare Your wondrous works. When I select an appointed time, it is I who judge with equity. The earth and all who dwell in it melt. It is I who have firmly set its pillars. Selah. I said to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, and the wine foams. It is well mixed, and He pours it out, and He pours out this. Surely all of the wicked of the earth must drain and drink down its dregs. But as for me, I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob, and all the horns of the wicked He will cut off. But the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. You know, as we think about these days in which we live, it's very easy for us to be discouraged, in despair, worried, anxious. And yet, even in these days, we can still be thankful. And you think about what the psalmist said. We can be thankful, first of all, for God's nearness. Look again at what we see in verse 1. We give thanks to You, O God, we give thanks, for Your name is near. Men declare Your wondrous works. Remember in ancient times, especially as you read the scriptures, a person's name was equaled their character. And so when you spoke of their name, you actually spoke of the very core of their being, who they were or are in the sense of God. I know we think of a name merely as a handle or a title that someone is given at birth, but the names in Scripture reflect, and the concept of a name reflects the very essence of that person. And so when it talks about your name is near, it is a recognition that God Himself is near. God is not just out there somewhere and disconnected from whatever's going on, but God is in fact with us. He is active. He is working. You think of how we see this and just some of the examples in God's Word. Think about 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9 when the prophet warns Asa about his actions, about his faithlessness toward the Lord. But you think about what we read in verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on you'll surely have wars. In other words, the warning. But look at the basis there. The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. God is in fact near. He is working. He is in fact moving on our behalf, and we can always seek Him and trust Him. You think about what Isaiah the prophet was inspired to write in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You think about the fact that in whatever situation you're in, you don't have to look around to think about where God is. He is in fact with you. And He is there to strengthen. He's there to guide. He's there to uplift you. We think as well as what the prophet Jeremiah was inspired to write. In Jeremiah 23:23, God asked this question. Am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not a God far off? In other words, I am near. I am a God who is near. I am a God who is, in fact, always there. We can be thankful as we go through these times or whatever personal times you may be going through, because God is, in fact, with us. He is with you. He is working with all of His perfection, all of His power. Even if we haven't yet seen what God is doing, we can thank Him because He is near. We can thank God for His nearness. We can also thank God for His justice and how we need to see this. How often are we burdened, worried, concerned, angered when we see injustice taking place, when we see evil and wickedness getting by with it, especially by those who have power and authority and means. And yet we need to remember the fact that God is in fact a God who moves with His justice. Think again what we see in verses 2 through 5. When I select an appointed time, it is I who judge with equity. The earth and all who dwell in it melt. It is I who have firmly set its pillars, Selah. I said to the boastful, do not boast. To the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. Think again in verse 8. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, and the wine foams. It is well mixed, and He pours out of this. Surely all of the wicked of the earth must drain and drink down its dregs. Very first part of verse 10, and all the horns of the wicked He will cut off. God will deal with the wicked. Not that we rejoice over, you know, what happens to an individual soul, but the fact that God will not allow sin and unrighteousness and wickedness to go by unchecked. God will, in fact, hold the wicked accountable, whether it's a misuse of their office, whether it is a criminal, whether it is someone who, because of his power or prominence, is able to get by and get himself out of situations. God, in His perfect time and in His perfect way, will in fact execute justice. And as we face every situation, as we face these days that we're in this nation, or as you face a situation in your own life where wrong is being at least attempted to be done towards you, we can be thankful because God will in fact make it right. No one is getting by with anything. God is in fact a God of justice, and we can trust Him. So we see God's nearness. We see His justice. But notice as well, we see God's placement. Look again at verses 6 and 7. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Look at verses 9 and 10. But as for me, I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob, and all the horns of the wicked He will cut off. But the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. You see what He's saying? That yes, God will in fact judge the wicked, but He will also place His own in exactly the place that He has chosen for them. We often talk about God having a plan and a purpose for the life of His children, and He does. And He will bring that about, and nothing can stop that except our own sinfulness. But I'm talking about any outside force. No one can stop that. No one can thwart that. No one can, in fact, deter him. You think about David. When he was a shepherd, God told him that he would be king. And nothing could stop that. Saul tried to kill him numerous times for a long season of time. But God placed David upon the throne. God has a plan and a purpose. Nothing can thwart that. We can trust Him to bring about His good plan for us. He will, in fact, place us, even if we're not seeing it, even if we don't see any evidence of it taking place at this time. God can and will make it happen. You think about all those days where David obviously didn't physically see the kingship happening. But God was day by day preparing him and preparing the situation for David to be king. Not from the east, not from the west. God is the one who puts us in the positions he wants us to have. We can trust God's placement. You think about this God who is near, who works in justice, who places his people, how we ought to be thankful unto him. Even in days like these, even with whatever circumstances we may have in our life, what a wonderful God. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, you are a God who is near, a God who is just, and a God who places your children, Father, in the perfect fulfillment of the plan that you have for them. Father, I pray, O God, that we give you thanks, and Lord, that we will be able, O Lord, to trust you. Father, be with us as we live in these times. More than ever, help our focus to be upon you. We pray, O God, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I hope that you're having a good day. But even if you're having a difficult day, I hope that you have your eyes focused on our God who is good. And remember that he is near you. He's not far off. He's not distant. He is with you. He's closer than a brother. I hope that you remember he is just, that even if the wrong is being attempted to be done towards you, in his perfect timing and his perfect way, God will make all things right. God will, in fact, place you in the perfect fulfillment of his plan. You can trust him. What a God we have, worthy of our thanksgiving and worthy of our trust. And I hope that you have a great day as you walk with him.